Baydam Cissé, better known by his pseudonym Rakahu, embodies a remarkable life trajectory. At 37 years old, this self-taught boxer and artist from Saint-Denis, a Parisian suburb, is holding his first solo exhib. This retrospective highlights a series of colorful and allegorical works, blending human figures with urban landscapes and showcasing a confident style and mastered technique. Concurrently, the exhibition features panels from his first comic book, Entre les Cordes, Between the Ropes, and intimate portraits, including one of his mother who passed away in 2019. Rakahu, whose nickname means stubborn in Wolof, the language of his Senegalese ancestors, overcame numerous challenges to achieve this artistic recognition. His childhood, marked by a forced relocation to a cramped dwelling in North Paris, compelled him to seek solace in art. Drawn to the painters of Montmartre and Parisian museums, Rakahu also faced frustration and anger stemming from his precarious family situation. Refusing to be dictated by his surroundings, Rakahu pursued a technological educational path despite his keen interest in applied arts. This resilience is also reflected in his boxing career, where he made a name for himself at the Boxing Beats Club in Aubervilliers, training under the guidance of renowned coach Saïd Benajem. His first artistic commission, a mural on the theme of boxing for his club, marked the beginning of his career in visual arts. Rakahu then ventured into various professional realms, including animation filmmaking and founding a mobile gaming startup, before fully dedicating himself to painting. His quest for identity and belonging also led him to reconnect with his Senegalese roots while navigating the complex landscape of contemporary Parisian art. His encounter with the Courtrage School, founded by director Ladj Ly, was pivotal. This collective of artists, offering rapid and free training, enabled Rakahu to participate in a collective and inclusive dynamic. Today, Rakahu does not just live off his art, he aspires to create in Senegal an educational and artistic space, a sanctuary for animals and young talents. His journey, both temporal and geographical, illustrates a message of hope and perseverance. With determination, social and cultural barriers can be transcended. With AFP. Ishin at the prestigious Palais de Tokyo in Paris.